that prepare them for the
Blog
future.
Talk Radio.
Educational needs that they need to succeed.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are visiting the CDC this afternoon. They'll also spend time with Asian American community leaders in Atlanta following the deadly shootings at spas in and near that city that took 8 lives, including those of 6 Asian American women. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms will join Biden and Harris.
It's an opportunity for us to hear firsthand that hurt and that pain that we know the Asian American community has been experiencing.
The House today held a moment of silence to remember the shooting victims. President Biden is suggesting the U.S. might slap Russia with new sanctions before departing for Georgia today. Biden was asked about the possibility of additional sanctions against Russia and responded, that will come in time. Former Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf is blaming the Biden administration for the surge of young migrants crossing the southern border.
They have taken a number of steps without understanding the consequences and ramifications, and that's unfortunate because we told them during transition. We told them this is what would happen if you took away MPP and you took away all of these things.
The comments come as Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas leads a bipartisan delegation of senators to the southern border today. Kentucky State Police are investigating the death of 65-year-old Texas Roadhouse CEO and founder Kent Taylor. Foul play, however, is not suspected. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Place with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Kids are full of energy, but keeping them active in their teen years can be a challenge. Aim for an hour of physical activity every day. If they like sports, that's a great place to start. Keep the focus on fun, not winning, and encourage your child to do a variety of activities. If your child isn't meeting that 60-minute goal, gradually increase their activity in ways they enjoy. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Friday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and showers today, on and off, pretty much. We might mix in a thunderstorm or two later on this evening. High temperatures around 52, 53 degrees. Tonight, like I said, a few thunderstorms and showers hanging around. Low temperatures down to about 43. For the weekend, mostly cloudy skies and rain at times. So basically a cloudy and wet weekend. High temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. Yes, it can seem rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, and it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of your inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. Here on the Christine Epchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Are you ready to step into your vibration of change?
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Grateful to have you here today. You might be listening live on 1150 AM KKNW in the Seattle area, or perhaps on TransformationTalkRadio.com, or perhaps on Facebook Live on my professional page. You might be listening after the fact on ChristineUptridge.com or one of the dozens of podcasts that sends up, or the YouTube channel, which we're now just starting to promote a bit. But wherever and whenever you're joining us from today, you're going to be really grateful. I have to tell you, before I say hello to the people behind the technology and introduce my guest today, I have to tell you, you know, I have been on my psycho-spiritual journey for literally decades, and I've been working in the consciousness field for a couple of decades, and I've had this radio show for pushing 8.5 years now. And it's not very often that I find my way to somebody who is offering something new, different, and really, really beneficial. But before I tell you who that is and what we're going to talk about, I want to say hello to the people behind the technology. Olivia TTR, good morning, Olivia.
Morning, Christine.
And hello to Benny, who's, you know, at the end of his work week at KKNW.
Whoa, the end of my work week. You just think you know my schedule, huh? The top of your head. Actually, you're all right. You're actually correct, so it's all good. Just call me out like that.
And then you don't have to work at all when you go home to the twins, right?
No, they're just a cakewalk. No problem there.
And I am so excited about our guest today. I tell you, you may very well know who he is when you hear his name, or it could be that you don't know who he is yet, and you're going to be really glad you're getting introduced to him today. The person I'm talking about is Damian Nguyen. He's a pioneer, an international business consultant and coach, consciousness hacker, and oh boy, interesting the way he hacks that consciousness, and an awareness teacher. And he's been working with people for 20 years, and he's been traveling and teaching at workshops and reaching thousands of people for 17 years. He works over in Greece, which is where he's living, and he does remote sessions and really interesting. We're going to get into that. He taps into this ethereal guidance and works with subtle energy in a very unique way. He helps individuals quickly release what is in the way so they can follow their truth, empowering them to make a massive leap forward. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Damian Nguyen. Hi, Damian.
Christine and Olivia and Benny and everyone here. It's so nice to have you, and thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, our pleasure. It's funny, Damian, because, I've worked in the field of energy healing for, 17 years now, and I'm personally not drawn to work with many people anymore because I'm extremely discerning. I've done a lot of inner work, but when I saw you on another show, it's like, I got to work with Damian. I got to work with, and I've taken, a couple of your workshops now, as well as worked with you personally. And I tell you, I'm very sensitive energetically, and I know darn well that not only did what you were saying make sense to me, but I could feel a huge difference afterwards. I know that each of us gets into our path of the gifts that we offer to people in our own unique way. What brought you to this?
I had it as a child and I closed it off through different trauma, and also I was too open. I was experiencing too much and connected too much to reading fields and feeling other people's emotions and feelings. So I closed it until the age of 30. I had a series of different accidents, and through those different accidents I had a breakdown, and I started to open up that shell. And from there, I was drawn to meet somebody who was doing healing work. I never read anything about this work, didn't know anything about it on a soul level, but nowhere else. And this person worked on me, and I saw what I know now, what it is, was like the Akashic Records opened up in the room when he said that. He basically forced me to work on him. So when I agreed to that, I saw a library of information, and I was like, wow, I felt this inner knowing of I know this already, but I need to experience it again. And from that moment, I said, this is it. This is my way. And I was in the business sector, and I've many different companies and properties, and I said, okay, I need to finish everything, leave the country, and start my new life, because this is what I'm going to commit my life full-time to.
What country were you living in? What country are you from?
In Ireland. I was in Dublin, where I'm from.
That explains the wonderful accent. Yes.
So from then I was led to Budapest, and I started working in Budapest, and then developing a technique. I start channeling this information started coming through me on how to work with opening energetic fields in people's bodies and to cure trauma. And I didn't speak Hungarian, and people were coming to me, and I was working with a lot of people a day. And this technique, I was guided to different points on the body, and then they'd start healing. And I was doing this for about 2 years till it developed about 110 points on the body, and people were having dramatic effects from this. Then it came the system, and then I was told to teach it. And that was the beginning of opening it up to more people and then working with groups. I was really, really shy and really, I had a big block about speaking and also about being around people and being around groups. It was the last to do. So I sort of surrendered to that. And then I started to teach basically in Ireland and around Europe and then around the world as well, different techniques that were coming in monthly. So every month new techniques would come in. And Christ was the first one who came in with many different techniques. And then it started developing. And I would teach them and then let them go, continuously letting everything I learned go. And they were, the systems worked and I was teaching them, but I was constantly, every time I connect, I let everything go. And then a new space of something new to come in.
I think that's so important too, because I know of several teachers who brought through beautiful work and have decided, well, that's it. You know, that's all there is. This is the technique or this is the approach. And that seems like as we're evolving, not only individually as healers, but also collectively on this planet, that it doesn't make sense to just say, okay, well, this is enough.
It's just unfolding. I see it like it's like a treasure hunt. And I feel like this child following these diamonds or these different stars that open up every moment of every day. So as the constellations are changing, the field is changing, I'm changing. And I realize that as the light frequencies are coming in, it's bringing up different topics in me personally. And then I realize that we're all experiencing the same topic with our own black goggles on it, or our own experiences, or maybe denying a true frozen belief systems or frozen trauma that's in the system.
So from your perspective, before we get into, you know, what you offer people individually, let's take a higher level perspective and talk about what's going on globally right now.
For me, it's about the work has developed. I was very much out of the body in the beginning, and it was about finding a way to come back into the body cellularly. And for me, it's about embodiment. So all the work I'm doing now is about spirit in the body, in the cell, cellularly. And to do that, you need to look at the trauma. Now, before I can work with someone in the past, I noticed that they would have a sequence of different events in their lives which open up different wounds, and then they can transform.
Sure.
So on a global scale, we need systems to be opened, and then we have free will. Do we choose to look at them or choose to walk away from them? We're being given at the moment opportunities on this planet at the moment, because it's planet Earth where there's free will.
Yeah.
And the choices and the cycles, and these cycles will just repeat and repeat and repeat until man gets the message. But they're all cycles. So I feel it's a greater time for awakening. There's never been a stronger time to transform than ever before, I feel, on this planet. And we're all being shown, given the opportunity to see the truth, which is in the field at the moment. And it's showing up so easily at the moment, everywhere, popping up everywhere. And it's like systems that things were that you would never have seen or never believed. It's in our faces. We say, wow, I never would have believed that. Wow.
Right.
It was deep, but I didn't know it was that, you know, that much, you know, and it's showing up everywhere. So all the shadow aspects are coming up very strong at the moment. All the illusions are coming up. All the grooming is open in the system. And all this programming, which has been going on for generations and generations. This is not just this life. This is going back on generations. And we've been programmed and programmed and programmed, and we gave our power away. So now it's about taking self-responsibility without blaming anyone, but taking self-responsibility that we are the creators, and we have access to creation inside us cellularly. And we don't need something to connect to our being or to connect to creation. We don't need anything. We are there already, but we forgot it. And it's simple, actually. And that's what we forgot, and that's what we're not believing. It's simple to connect to creation.
Well, one of the things that I've come to recognize recently as I've awakened, there's the awakening of sort of the energetics, and then there's the awakening to the 3D truth, from my perspective. And I'm really shocked at the things that I've been seeing and finding in the 3D realm, But on some sense, I knew that it was really, really dark when I arrived here. You know, it was kind of like, yes, I'm here for this time because there's some stuff that needs to be cleared out. And yet I know that there are plenty of people who've done inner work who aren't seeing what some of us are seeing. What can get in the way of us to take those blinders off and see a deeper truth of what's going on our planet?
So there's a lot of people, you're right, who've done a lot of inner work, and I'm surprised that they are not seeing what's really going on. And so I start to look into those systems. Mm-hmm. And there's, for example, if someone in most ancestral lines, there's abuse in most ancestral. So if it's not incestual, it's in the family or someone around the family. Now, mm-hmm. when you start working on abuse, the first things you'll find is it was a neighbor, it was somebody outside the house, it was an aunt, mm-hmm. it was an uncle. But the ones that we don't face in our system is maybe it's the father, maybe it's the mother in the system. Mm-hmm. And behind every trauma, then we have to cover it over with illusion that everything's fine and everything is okay. Mm-hmm. And people are not willing to go there. They don't want to go there. It's difficult for them to go there. It's traumatic to go into such the truth. And it's easier to hang on to that one piece that says everything's okay. Father represents the system at the moment. Politics, father represents where the medical system, the political system, the teaching system, and the financial system, that's what father represents. So I don't want to go there, because if that smashes, what do I have left? But actually, father is you. You are father, you are mother. Father for me represents father, creator, father, son, mother, earth. So it's not about your parents at all, but in the system, in the subconsciousness, we think it's about the parents. It's not about the parents.
Interesting. So I know that in psychology, they talk about sort of evolving to parent yourself. You know, they have the wise father or mother within, but you're talking about it on a grander scale of, you know, father creation and mother earth.
Yes. If there's a wound with mother in the system, which normally there would be, if there's an abuse in the system, mother didn't protect me, so I disconnect from my roots. If there's an abuse on the father's line, now it doesn't mean it's your father, that I'll explain a bit more about that. Uh-huh. I disconnect from God, and I have hatred, and then I disconnect from, uh-huh. I don't feel clean enough, because as a child, we feel responsible, we feel guilty. We don't blame the father or the mother or the abuser. We take on their guilt, their shame, but this is ancestral. And this goes back, I'll give you an example. I remember I was traveling and I was working very much with abuse in the system and genetic fields about, you know, mom is behind me on the left-hand side, dad's behind me on the right-hand side, I have a son, that's good, grandmother, and all the rest. So I was sitting in the airport and I was watching at the ticket desk. A grandmother came up to the ticket desk and her grandchild was behind her, and he tapped her on the bum. And she looked around and was like laughing. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on here, you know? So I closed the system and says, wow, that child and the grandmother came in with this information genetically. So the abuse was in the system. The ancestral abuse was in the system genetically. Uh-huh. So when a father has that system information, for example, if a son came in to a system that has got incest or abuse in it, it means that that person hasn't received bonding. They've received a confusion, the sexual energy. It doesn't mean the parent did anything to them, but the energy is leaking onto the child. So the child experienced sex before love. So the bonding isn't in the right way.
Okay, that's huge, right, what you just said. They experienced sex before love. What is it that, what issue does that create?
It's huge. So, first of all, they experience sex before love. So then if there's a child that was, so I will have that frequency in me. So then I will attract a predator to my system. If it's not in the family, it'll be later on in life. And then I'll play out that. And in the system is the stimulation of being abused. So that's another part where the child will act, because the stimulation represents love. I need to give this to be loved. I need to sacrifice love. I need to give one. Then the older person's guilt goes onto the system. And then the child takes that on in the system. Wow. So then it continues on in the ancestral lines. You pass this information on genetically. That's why I'm so... That's why I've worked so deeply with genetic information, because it's in the genetic, not enough to work within this life system. I need to go deeper into the system. So cellular information is very important to work with. Genetics, if it's in the genetics, it's going to come up in your life. It's going to be attractive in your system.
Sure. And when you look at just the statistics that have been collected about, you know, current abuse, I think that it's something like 25% of all girls have been sexually molested by the time, or raped by the time they're 18, and with boys it's close to 20%, and those are the reported statistics. So even in our current times, you know, it's probably at least 50%. And so you're saying it's also genetic that's being
much more. I feel. So I'll give you an example. Okay. Now, I know somebody who was in a separation. So they're separated, and dad has the daughter on the weekend. So they missed each other, and father's with his new partner, and the daughter is, I don't know, 13, 14, wants to sleep in the same bed. Okay? Now, I heard this immediately, and my alarm bell went off. I said, you have to, this has to stop. You can't do this. You know? He's like, but we just love each other. There's nothing else there. And I said, no. The risk is she will have the information that she's been abused by you, because if you have, for example, an early morning erection, the energy, sexual energy in you is open, and your child relationship sees, and your child will get the imprint as if you abused your child. Sure enough, the father was up in court for abuse. He didn't do anything, but the energy was in the system. So because his system was open, because he had it in his system from his childhood as well.
Wow.
The system is open. You don't have to do anything. It's pouring, it's leaking from your system. And that will go on to the children, and then the children will bring it on to others. And usually what happens then as well is the information of grooming is in the system, because if there's ancestral, if there's an abuse like that, it's not just once.
Right.
And that's another part that's in the system at the moment, which I realized there last year when this opened up with the pandemic, was that the lockdowns, was that we were being groomed. And
That gives me chills. That's my truth meter is going ding, 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 ding. Say that again. How are we being groomed?
We were being groomed. So we've always been groomed. We've been groomed we've been groomed for death with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we've been groomed to give away our power, our truth, our right to speak, our free speech, our ability that we are healthy beings and we have an amazing immune system and we can heal ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working with the medical system for years, and it was interesting. The first people I was always sent in the beginning was always the ones that the doctor said, go home and prepare, you know, your passing.
Sure.
And they would all come to me, and the first thing I would do is first release that belief system from the system. And then what is the root cause? Why do they want to leave? A lot of them healed, but the medical system had them on a death sentence in a way.
Sure.
Now, there's... I'm not saying anything against doctors are healers. They're souls. That's why they're doing the work. They are healers, and that's their soul. But it's the programming of the system. So chronic illness, for example, all these are very, very strong programs to walk into if you accept that in your system. If a doctor gives me, I love to get results. I love to get, you know, diagnosis. I love working with the blood. I've always worked with the medical system. But if someone says something to me, I make it my own experience. I will not take that diagnosis into my system. I will take my, I will have my experience of my personal connection with myself, my spirit, my soul, and I will work through that myself. And I will have a different experience than someone else. And there's no limitations. I can heal myself. And so where are we being groomed? We've been groomed for generations and generations through, you know, for me, we are extremely, we're like a musical instrument. We're like, say, for example, a harp. And that harp is sensitive to the vibration around it, the temperature, the sound, the frequencies, okay? So when we're extremely sensitive beings with huge intuition, huge abilities, and we're very sensitive. So when you're watching movies, for example, and you're seeing people being killed in that movie, your system thinks that's you. And then that those frequencies of your harp are being turned off because it's an overload. It has to freeze.
Okay.
So you're getting that bombardment with the media every day. You're getting the bombardment with movies you're watching. So you're over. Overexposed to violence, overexposed to pornography, overexposed to think that murdering people is okay, to think that you know, it's like, you know, different things are okay, and actually in the system they're not okay.
People who watch the mainstream media are getting exposed to fear of one variety or another, like your immune system can't protect you. This is so dangerous. Your immune system can't protect you. You need us, the authority figures, to control you in one way or another in order for you to be safe.
To decide for you. So you don't have the power to heal yourself. I will make the decisions for you. So this is the daddy frequency. So the daddy frequency is, yes, you're responsible for my health. Take care of me. And you make all decisions for me because you will take care of me, won't you, daddy?
Yes. That makes perfect sense.
And that's what's active in a lot of people. I was surprised, which we've done a lot of work on themselves, and then they're believing it. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? And I say, okay, they haven't worked with the deepest wound. Like, the deepest wound is the father in the system.
Yeah. This makes so much sense.
It doesn't mean that the father abused them. It simply means the father's system was open. Maybe there's abuse, maybe there isn't, but the energy was open, so the information is grooming, is basically, I can't go there. Also, when that's in your system, it's normal. Like, I've worked with parents who, the mom, for example, was abused by an uncle, and then the mom brings the children to the uncle. And I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Or what, you know?
Yeah.
But mom says, yeah, why, what's wrong? You know, yeah, they're there all the time. I bring them every weekend. That's okay. But in the system, not getting it. So it's like, so be groomed to sacrifice our children too.
Yeah.
But this is like many generations. This isn't just the last generation. This is in the system for many generations. So this is why I work so deeply in this field to clear it from the system. And this is what's coming up so strong at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is fascinating because one of the things I've noticed about people who are, you know, so willing to put on masks even when they're driving the car by themselves, or they walk into a store and they're using hand sanitizer and kind of like, you know, doing like, oh look, see, I'm being a good girl, I'm being a good boy, you know, like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing for the sake of the family, the community, whatever sense, and it's almost like they're still seeking approval as well.
There's that aspect as well, but then there's another part which I've been speaking a lot about, and that's the vanishing twin. The vanishing twin is where there was another egg in the womb and the egg died.
Yeah, and we're gonna talk all about that because this is fascinating. We have to go to a quick commercial break, but when we return, stay tuned for more with Damian Nguyen.
Thank you. Christy Neptune, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them, although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades. Science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biosphere. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
When you lose a child, you find yourself part of a club that you never chose to join. There is a way to find meaning and joy in your life again. Jen Ripa has created a six-week sacred grief system, helping you let go of grief, heal with compassion, and understand what's available to you in the rest of your life. It can feel scary acknowledging that a part of you wants to move forward because you're not sure how to do it in a way that honors your child. The good news is that when you allow yourself to address your grief in a multisensory way, you can transition from sadness, regret, and hopelessness into a life that gives you peace, joy, and meaning. Jennifer understands with deep compassion how you're feeling because she's been there. For more information about the Sacred Grief Course, visit thriveology.com. That's thriveology.com.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there. But when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, the Seattle area, and Transformation Talk Radio around the world. And, of course, Facebook Live and YouTube. I'm really enjoying my conversation today with one of the most fascinating people on the planet right now, in my opinion, and that is Damian Nguyen. Now, Damian, briefly, I would love to chat with you about your perspective about embodiment, because I think what happens with a lot of people who've been on their spiritual journeys, it's really about reaching up and making that connection with the divine, which is, of course, wonderful and beautiful. But you emphasize that it's important to go beyond that. Can you explain to our listeners what your perspective is?
Yes. For me, I was going that way myself, and I was like, finding it difficult to come back into the body. So I realized my spirit was developing and I was going extremely high frequency, but I couldn't bring that into my life. I wasn't making physical changes in my life. And until a friend of mine says, David, what results are you getting? I was like, what? What are you talking about results? So then I started to go inside the body. Uh-huh. So I realized that if I want to go in really high, I dive into my cells. I never leave my body. So I dive into the universe within my cells. Everything's in my cells. And so for me, then I start to clean the cells, start seeing what information is in my body, what information is in my cells. And for embodiment, it's very important to see what's in the body and to transform what's in the body.
Uh-huh.
So even with the abuse information, when we go into the abuse information, I work in a different way. I don't go into the stories or the memory fields as such, because I realize that as I start digging them up myself, I realize that they're not true in the system. It's coming through a child's eye, that different, you know, in a child's way, or I'm adding more stories there. So it's like it wasn't fully the truth, but my cells were telling me the truth. And I realized, okay, let's work with the cells, and then let's work with the compartments of fragmentation within the mind as well, the nervous system, and through the entire system. So I start really working with the nervous system, the brain, the subconsciousness, and the blood, and anything that's keeping us out of the body. So I started being guided on different ways and different techniques to clear trauma from the body on all levels.
And so it's kind of like, you know, there's a clog in the system of all the pipes, and it's preventing the flow of light in the situation to come in, and to so that we can embody that light within all of ourselves and in a vibrant way. And so you help on an energetic level to clear the clog in the pipe.
So exactly, yes. Well, what I'm doing is I'm giving transmissions from myself, because I've worked so much on myself and my body. I'm simply being like an antenna, and I'm setting the tension, because I'm really, when I don't leave my body, I stay in my cells. I've worked through all the cells in the body. And what I do is I give transmissions to yourself, because I know your spirit also is in the cells, or else it can come into the cells. So when giving transmissions continuously cellularly, which gives you the opportunity to, for your cells to realize what they really, how they can be. And your spirit, it'll start clearing whatever toxicity or whatever blockages or whatever frozen parts are in the system, and the cells will start getting clear, and then you can embody. And when you start making shifts, you start seeing changes in your life, you start getting healthier, you start, everything changes in your life, and you start making, manifesting in a different way. So the more trauma you're, for me, like if you want to create things, manifest, it's, you know, there's loads of information about manifestation, but for me it's about manifesting it inside my vibration first, and then I am that vibration, and that's the vibration I will attract to me or will send out to the world. So I'm constantly working on myself or getting people to work on me, because I know I also don't see what I don't want to see, because my system is so ever in a way of hiding those things from me. So what I do is I open a space to sit with somebody, with a group, to give them transmissions to find what they don't want to see, and then allow them to connect to their being. And that could be, you know, maybe fragments were left from past life, from your childhood, and from the ancestral line, from the womb, represents the world, and that's where the vanishing twin came in. So I found,
so what is the vanishing twin? It's fascinating.
Yes. So I found that some people were not getting results with the webinars I was doing, and also some parts where I wasn't getting results. Now I discovered that I had a vanishing twin. A vanishing twin is where there was another egg in the womb and then died a few weeks into the state, whatever development stages, died somewhere along the line while I was in the womb. So
a woman could be pregnant and not know that she had a twin that died, but it's, you're saying it's relatively common, correct?
Relatively common, yes. And a lot of people who are empathic have vanishing twins. The reason is they have an open system. I'll just throw very quickly what an open system is.
Great.
An open system is where your aura has an opening in it, because it has the first imprint. The first imprints are always the most important. So the first imprint in the womb would be having an opening in your aura. So that means you're going through life with an opening in your aura, which means that people can step into your field and you'll feel what it's like to be in other people's shoes.
Okay.
You will have in this part, the center part is where you have, I'll draw another one. So another circle. So this would be the inner heart chamber where you have a relationship. A relationship, you have with someone, you have an experience, and then maybe you can leave them. You can get over it. It's hard, but you can get over it. Now, a lot of people are mixing this up with twin relationships, my twin soul. Now, if there's a twin in the system, there's a wound on the deepest level of your soul. This is the place only for you, but a twin can get in there. Now, if there's a wound, that is an information that my twin left me in the womb, betrayed me. My twin abandoned me. Now, the tendency, a lot of people who are vanishing twins, because it's such a core issue, and such a deep issue, they won't go there. It's like what I said about the matter. They won't go there. So nearly 80% of the people I worked with who have vanishing twins said, I've done all your webinars, but that one didn't resonate with me. Because the most protection is in the system. So the signs would be you're very empathic. You may have a tendency to be fatigued, to get burnouts, to get some problems, to have a tendency that you're at the helper syndrome, and that you are, you know, either you want to be alone, or you may fall in love very fast, very intensively, and then you break up, or you stay in a toxic relationship beyond its time.
So you just described a whole lot of light workers. You know that, right?
Yeah, but they won't. A lot of them won't go there because this is so deep, this wound. This is such a deep wound in the system.
Uh-huh.
And if you're working with somebody like that, or if you, for example, you'll have an overlap in your system. So you'd have an overlap in your system that anyone who stands on front of you will represent the footprint of your dead twin. So if they have toxicity in their system and you feel amazing, by the time they leave, you will feel toxic and they will feel amazing. So your twin you will give your life force to. So the reason I want to talk about this is because it's about embodiment at the moment. And people who are not embodying are not getting results or having financial blockages or blockages, deadness in their life, segmentation, mold, fatigue, all these problems usually are because of the vanishing twin. Because twin is not in your system, you're in the twin system. So the twin is either old or younger.
That's interesting. Say that again. The twin's not in your system, you're in the twin system?
In the twin system. So there's always, with a twin, there's always one older or younger. Now, 99% of the time when I work with somebody, they say, yeah, I feel my twin's older. Well, that means that you're in the twin's place. So they say, yeah, I can't get my twin out of place. No, it's about you getting out of your twin's place. Your twin doesn't want you in the twin place. So if you're older, you'd be on the right, or if the twin's older, the twin would be on the right side, but you would. So you'd have to imagine that there's another person in your body, and you stand up and come out of the organ information. Because it's really important. You can eat right, you can do the right diet, you can do meditation, but you'll still be sick. Because you've got the information of a living cell with directly behind it a dead cell. So you're magnetizing that you won't be healthy. So you can get sick very fast and healthy very fast. And there could be also an information that you're not able to make decisions, or decisions are you don't want to take responsibility for decisions. Because in the womb, decisions were life-threatening. It was life or death. He left or she left without me.
And so you've experienced the consequences of your twin leaving. So you not only knew that it was life or death decision, or a possibility within the womb, you got to see the negative outcome.
Absolutely. And this goes even more than I ever thought it goes. I've worked with people where the organs of the twin is actually living inside them. The hair, the teeth, the bones are growing. And then I talk to the person, the twin talks to me. But I came across a case recently in New York where there was a mother who had twins, and she basically delivered her children, and they did a DNA test on the children. And they realized that you're not the mother of the children. The father's the father, but you're not the mother. And in the 2 years that they tried to take the kids off her, basically she came pregnant again, had another child, did the same test again, came up, she wasn't the mom. They did another test, and they realized that she had a vanishing twin, and the vanishing twin took over her womb, so the vanishing twin was the mother.
Wow.
Yeah, I've come across...
So, I mean, with saying that, you're not the father, I mean, in terms of the genetics, it's like, okay, well, you know, you just assume that the mother slept with somebody else, but if a mother is giving birth to somebody, and then you say, oh, no, that's not your child, I mean, that's just absurd.
It's amazing, and what I've come across is people who needed hip transplants, for example, because the vanishing twin was in the hip information, so the hip information is deadness, so there's arthritis in the hip, decay, or, you know, different organs, The lungs, for example, there could be a chronic cough or a bronchitis or a bacteria in the lungs, because the dominant information is the lung of the twin is in the system, deadness. Digestion topics, a lot of digestion topics, because you've digested your twin in the womb, so it's toxic. So, but that's the only connection you have left, so your system won't let that go. So you're holding the information of toxicity in the digestion, and your system will not let go till you find your twin. But you actually are with your twin.
Okay.
So it's to really, that's why I brought it, I have different webinars on it, on the Vanishing Twin, because it's really significant. And then also it's something that I wanted to rush in a way. People have said, no, let's just clear the twin out of my life and that's for good. But you have to remember, every single decision in your life, you're with your twin up to the point you find your twin. So it's like two trains, two life plans going together, and you're jumping from one train to the other, and then it's like suddenly you're on your own. So I always say, okay, well, imagine you're going the 90 degrees, and this is only you, your connection with your twin, your connection with your life force, your connection with your abilities. Also, what's very strong in the system, and this is very important for people doing healing work or who have talents, everybody has talents, you'll have a tendency to know your gifts, or you know your gifts work, they're good, but you'll have low self-confidence.
Right.
The reason being is when you're using your gifts, you're using your gifts in your twin system, so it's a sibling system.
Huh.
I cannot work with my abilities, my gifts, with my brother or my sister, a sibling.
Right.
I can use them perfectly outside the system, but they won't work in the family. Because they're not meant to work. I'm meant to be the brother in the system. So
yeah.
I would feel like my gifts are not worthy or they don't work. So I'd have very low self-confidence connected to my gifts.
Uh-huh. And I just want to bring a little bit more forth about that, because I know you've talked about how we come into the familial system. If we're light workers, if we're healers, we expect to be able to fix the family, heal the family. And...
No.
And yet we don't, and that affects our self-esteem, right?
Absolutely, yes. But if there's a twin in the system, it's even stronger, because there's guilt in the system, there's shame in the system, there's dread in the system. And then also the twin's telling you, hang on, this isn't your, I don't want you to do this. So it's almost like a second voice in you saying, stop doing that, you're no good, you're not meant to be doing that, which you shouldn't be doing that in the twin system, actually.
Right, so you're basically forcing your twin down a path that's not meant for him or her.
Yes. And
on an energetic level.
Absolutely, energetically. And forcing your twin to be intimate with somebody that your twin wasn't meant to be intimate with.
In relationships. Interesting.
So the twins really mess up relationships. A lot of the time, twins will not allow people to have relationships.
Huh. That's so fascinating. Before we go any further, I want to make sure we don't run out of time before you tell people how they can connect with you and what it is you offer.
So what I'm doing is I do webinars. Webinars are basically where I open up the field and give transmissions. And I have their living recordings, so I have them on my website. So when I work, I was told years ago I need to record them, because when it's cleaning the cells, it sometimes it takes a few times before you actually, your spirit comes into the cells.
Uh-huh.
So I do it in a way that it's like a single session every time you watch it. So they're on the website, and all the webinars are living recording. It's a field of information which gives transmissions and results. I'm really strict to myself that I constantly develop different ways till I see a result in the system. I want to see a result in the system.
Uh-huh.
And I have to fine-tuning the system. I'm just being guided that way, that I fine-tune things till I see results in the system. So it's really about, the work that I'm doing is about really fully embodying cellularly into your body so you can live your potential, so you can live your life and be who you're meant to be. And then you... Remembering also your talents, your gifts start awakening. So
right.
Our spirits are huge. We have huge potential.
Uh-huh.
And what I offer during the webinars is to clear whatever's in the way and give you the opportunity to transform it yourself. But it's in a way that you don't feel dependent on me. It's like I'm giving transmission. You remember your own support, your own power, your own talents, your own vibe, your own ability to heal yourself. So it's going very deep into the bones. It's very physical, actually. It's energetic work, but it's very physical. You can feel the results in the system. Mm-hmm. And each webinar was sort of leading up. They build up and build up and build up and build up on each other. The last webinar I did was I keep saying the strongest. The last one's always the best because it's building up on itself. The last one was about moving out of 3D up to 5D and above. So it was clearing all the topics related to being in the 3D around trauma. And it was clearing trauma from the system so you could really embody your creator and your abilities.
Right.
The last one I did. There's lots of free webinars on YouTube if you look up Daniel, and you'll see lots of free ones in there, and that'll give you a feel of the work. It seems passive, but it's not. You're sort of in the field. Your soul is working. It's like your immune system in a way. Your immune system gets more intelligent. So if you see this on an energetic immune system, so what I'm doing is I'm sharing all the information that I've been working on myself with your system, and then your system knows how to do it yourself. For example, I've had children, you know, waiting for their moms, and they were sitting in the waiting room outside while I was working with the mom, and then the caller rings me 2 days later and says, my child's doing what you do, because the child simply was open enough to receive the information into one system. I've had sitting there in the waiting room, never did this type of work, and then suddenly they start seeing things and start doing the same work. So,
interesting.
Yeah, when the mind gets out of the way, it works. So it's really, even if the mind is active, it's okay, because the mind represents wounds and protection in the system. So I'm working with the ancestral lines. I'm working with the birth, up to now, past lives, the future, and the genetic, the bloodline, the DNA. So into the subconsciousness. Like it's one thing to know something, but if your subconsciousness hasn't aligned with you, there's going to be, you know, a different reaction in the system. So I was shown how to clear the subconsciousness of the brain, of the nervous system, of cells, of the opening of the pineal gland, and then how to open up the brain as well.
Interesting. So in your website is, where do people find this?
Damien_Wynne.com. Damien, and then Wynne. Just look at Damien Wynne, you'll find it on my website.
With an underscore in between or a dash?
Dash.
Yes. Okay. So there's one other question I would love to get your input on, and I want to ask it in a way that this does not get flagged on YouTube. I know that there are people right now who are getting injections. In the hopes that it will help their immune system. And I know that you've had some experience seeing energetically what's happening to people, or at least to one person who has had that. Can you share with our listeners what you've seen energetically?
Okay, I've experienced it myself because I had injuries from my childhood, which affected my brain.
Which is a different one, mind you. Yes, there are different ones, yes.
So what I've observed, and also I've seen because I got this feedback from people is that it's already, we have got an ability to connect to our intuition and us as a creator and our channel. And we have these very fine abilities. It's not fireworks. It's very subtle. When you connect to spirit, it's extremely fine. It's extremely subtle. And what I realized with this is it disconnects the people from that part of their soul. So they were more in the 3D world and not connected to those finer, subtle bodies and subtle intuition and inner knowing. That's only on that part. I could talk about a lot of other things with it, but only that part, that's what I experienced. And someone gave me that feedback, said that they received it 2 months ago and they felt that the pineal gland and felt that the system was closed off.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to help that person, or did they ask you to help them?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And therein lies the good news. And
this person could felt after the webinar that it was back on again. And I don't know the rest of the effects because there's many other effects from this.
Yeah.
So. And I would work with why do you want to get it, or if you have it, why did you take it? Because they're so bad. So you need to, there's a lot of people being blackmailed into it because they want to get on a flight again. I want to start traveling again.
Me too.
But I'm not going into that system, and I know that I will deal with that when it comes, but it's not there yet, and I don't believe it will be there yet. And also, I'm responsible on a soul for my experience to be free will, be free choices. So my choice would be not to do it for my health.
Right.
And my body and myself, and I know what ingredients are in it, and I know what ingredients how it affects my body. So that's just my belief system. And everyone has their own experience, so I wouldn't interfere with anyone else's experience, taking it or not taking it. But we're here for soul experience, and many times for soul experiences, and every choice has a consequence. And we're going to come back anyway. So are we all going back to source? So we're going to have whatever experience we need to have. Mm-hmm. And there's enough information out there at the moment in the for people to make a clear decision. And if they don't, if their system is not open, the system's not open yet.
And I just want to underscore that you shouldn't use Google to do the search if you're going to go looking for information. We're just about run out of time, Damien. In like 30 seconds or less, are you hopeful for the direction humanity is going?
I feel the systems are collapsing so fast. Just as much as things are opening up in negative ways, there's even stronger shifts in the system. And I believe there's major shifts in the last few days. I've seen them in the field. And I believe that major things have happened that there won't be what we were just talking about happen on this planet.
Uh-huh.
And free citizens, and we have the right to choose our health, our body, travel, and it's not going to happen, and it's not our reality. And I believe that systems are collapsing. And as much as we think we're not there, that's the way systems collapse. We always think the battle, we're defeated, and that's when the systems collapse. It's the end of the cycle. These were end of cycles.
We have run out of time. I could talk to you for hours. Thank you so much, Damien. Damien-Wynne.com. Thanks, Damien.
Thank you, Christina. Thank you, everyone, for your time and space. Thanks.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. If you'd like to empower yourself to step further into your vibration of change, please visit my website at christineupchurch.com, where you can learn more about sites, upcoming events, and private sessions.
On this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW.